In the seminar, we are going to focus on a particular way that our nature can be experienced, a specific subtle energy we will call Divine Eros. Divine Eros refers to a particular quality, a particular energy, a particular way of experiencing the nature of our consciousness. At the same time, it is a way of experiencing, feeling, and knowing our consciousness that becomes significant for being open to the depth of our nature. All of these modalities are useful in the realization of our nature, which means that understanding Divine Eros is very important for our enlightenment. We chose Divine Eros as our subject matter because it is a support for enlightenment. But our focus in the seminar, our orientation, is not only directed toward discovering the nature of consciousness and how to be present at that consciousness. More important, what we will learn and experience here is useful for living life, and it is particularly helpful in our relationships with other human beings. In other words, it brings our realizations into the situations of our life. We want to live as fully and as completely as possible. We are living life anyway. We might as well live it well. To live it well means more than just eating well or exercising well. It means being completely and authentically ourselves, whether we are eating or riding our bicycle or interacting with another human being. What we are going to be working with is actually a mysterious form of experience, a very subtle quality and also a secret one. It is something that most people do not experience or do not expect to experience. To most people's way of thinking, Eros has to do with the animal or physical part of us, and the divine is certainly not seen as being harmonious with the animal part of our nature. But we want to learn how to experience a particular kind of spiritual condition, the experience of a purely spiritual presence that is, at the same time, the very nature of Eros. That presence, that condition, is completely pure, completely spiritual, in the sense that has no ego, no self-centeredness, no conditioning. This is what we call divine.
Our nature, which is the depth of reality, is oneness, a complete unity, and it is deep, silent, and still. But this absolute nature of ours does not live alone. It is always in divine union with its consort, the creative power and energy that brings everything forward into manifestation. Within physical manifestation, we have both the depth of our nature and the surface of the particular forms, which are always in union, always as one. A relationship between two people can reflect this reality when we feel the drive to be in union. Two individuals can actually express it completely, unified as one field of presence that contains both the receptive and the active as one energy flow. The more each of you is embodying all the attitudes that reflect the pure qualities of the natural condition of being open, receptive, active, and assertive, the more you will experience balance and energy in a creative, rhythmic dance that is expressing the unity of the universe. So the erotic can be felt within any relationship that has the energy, love, and drive for the truth and discovery. It might not result in the interpenetration of bodies, but it can be the interpenetration of souls, which is very satisfying in itself. Sometimes when we are exploring this kind of connection, we think we might lose ourselves. That is actually the beauty of it, not a problem. But we need to feel ourselves in our maturity as the presence of a true person, a presence that is a form of our nature that can be lost and arise again, spontaneously and naturally. We don't have to feel that we are a person all of the time. We can be a delicate, sweet puddle, or we can be a thriving, throbbing mass, aflame with the passionate presence of our nature, or we can be nothing. absolutely nothing at all. The more freedom we have, the more fluidly we can change form in our experience. In fact, this characteristic of realization is something else that we have no control over. Our experience is changing all of the time. We cannot keep it to one tone or quality. A personal form will manifest when it needs to, but if we are insecure in our personhood, in the sense of who we are, this will limit the forms we can take. What do I think I'm going to lose if I give myself over? I'm only going to lose another idea of myself.
The Kath Meditation. The Kath Meditation is usually done in a sitting position. Using a chair is fine, but any other means of keeping your back straight is okay too. The mudra, Sanskrit for hand posture, for this meditation looks like the Taoist yin-yang symbol, with right hand holding the left hand, the fingers of one hand nesting in the other. This is called a mudra of containment, because it helps you contain your energy within so that it concentrate and can develop and strengthen. For this meditation, it is best to have the eyes closed. Your mouth can be slightly open or closed. And it's good to have your tongue touching the roof of your mouth, the upper palate. Begin by paying attention to your breathing. Most people breathe in their chest, but in this meditation, you'll be breathing in the belly. As you breathe, feel your belly, sense it, as though you were touching it from the inside. With each breath, the belly expands, and as you exhale, the belly gets smaller again. You don't have to take big or deep breaths. Just be aware that there is breathing in the belly. As you become aware of breathing in the belly, begin to concentrate your mind, which means concentrate your awareness, concentrate your attention at the center of the belly. When you concentrate your attention at that center in the belly, you will not find anything in particular. This meditation is simply a concentration of your attention, of your awareness, of your mind in that region. You might experience sensation of one kind or another. You might sense some localized presence. Energy might build up. You might have various other experiences, such as pulsation or heat. But the point is to hold a one-pointed focus on that area throughout the meditation.